please welcome acoustic disc recording artist, the David Grisman Quintet. Thank you.
being in this beautiful theater here, especially with a talented picker like Leo Kottke. You know the style of music that we play. You know what it's called, don't you? That's right. Good, I just thought I'd ask. But we really have branched beyond dog music. We've done that for 20 years now, and now we're trying to get into maybe a little cat music now. This piece is sort of inspired by a cat I once knew, Barkley, and a bug he was trying to catch, Barkley's bug. Do a little marketing research since I started my own CD company about 6 years ago, Acoustic Disc. And I always like to keep tapped into what our audiences like to listen to. For example, how about jazz? That's good. That first tune was kind of jazzy. How do you feel about Latin music? That's pretty good, because our latest CD, Dog Anova, kind of features the Latin side of dog music. I guess that's right on, you know? How do you feel about pop music? You're kidding. What is this? I thought pop music was popular music. Everywhere we go, nobody seems to be into it. What does this mean? Is it a Republican plot? Or a Democratic plot? I don't know, but I'd like to... How about pop music from 1947? That better? Okay, because that's what we're about to play. One of my very favorite pieces of American popular music. This is a beautiful melody that was written by a strange man named Eden Abez, and he handed a sheet of music paper to the late great Nat King Cole at a stage door one evening, and it became a big hit. This is our version of Nature Boy. Tradition of Bill Monroe and Frank Wakefield, a lot of other guys. I got to record this with the man that gave me my first job at bluegrass music, the late great Red Allen. And this was recorded on an album in 1991, I believe, called The Bluegrass Reunion, featuring Red Allen, myself, Herb Peterson, Jim Kerwin, Jim Buchanan, and our good friend, Jerry Garcia, sang two songs. So this is a tune I wrote for Red. It's called Pigeon Roost. Thank you. to introduce the members of the quintet. These guys have been with me through and thin. And they probably collectively, this represents the longest term version of the DGQ that's ever been. This band started 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago. This is the 20th year of the band. I'm the only original member left. All the others escaped. I'm about to release a 20-year retrospective album that will consist of three CDs, not one, not two, but three CDs, over 3.5 hours of nonstop dog music, going from the very first gig with Tony Rice and Daryl Anger, Todd Phillips and Joe Carroll to a few weeks ago, or months ago. And so anyhow, that'll be coming out. But the current lineup is well represented on there, and the member with the most, who's on the most cuts, I think he's on about 17 of those 38 tunes, is our bass player, who's in the band now in his 11th year. Please welcome James Kerwin on the bass. His seventh year in the band, over there is our multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist. He plays violin, mandolin, percussion, concussion. He can turn just about anything into a musical instrument, and often does. He just released his own first CD, which is called Camp Town, from Davis, California, Joe Craven. Also, about 7 years ago, I decided to add a flute player to the group. What do you think of that? And this is the man that's responsible for all that flute playing. And now he also includes the bass flute from Point Richmond, California, Matthew Eckel. Newest member of the group is now past the two-year mark, and he comes from Cordoba, Argentina, where he learned to play in the beautiful Latin classical style, and he's playing bluegrass now and swing and just about everything else. But he's got a beautiful album of South American classical guitar solos called The Guitar Artistry of Enrique Correa. Thank you. This is a tune that's coming out on this 20-year retrospective. It's never been released. It was written about 5 years ago, down in my basement. And the band was myself, Jim on bass, Joe on percussion, and Mr. Jerry Garcia on guitar. Dog Nation. Thank you. time to get funky. This is my tribute to the master of soul and funk, James Brown, who I used to see in my youth at the Apollo Theater in New York City. One day I thought, what would James Brown have played the mandolin like? So this is perhaps if he hadn't have made the right decision with his life, this might have occurred.
Thank you.
Brazil for a few minutes. Here we go. This is some music written by one of my heroes, Jacob do Bandolim, Brazil's greatest mandolin player.
Thank you.
with a good friend of mine, Andy Stadman, who's a great clarinetist and mandolin player, and a master of traditional Jewish and klezmer music. And we made a recording called Songs of Our Fathers, Traditional Jewish Melodies. And we'd like to play one of these for you right now. It's an old prayer called Shalom Aleichem, meaning hello, goodbye, and may peace be with you all. Thank you. Thank you. We'll play one more for you. This is one of the first tunes I ever tried to write on the mandolin about, I don't even want to remember how long ago this was, but it's the second tune I ever wrote. We've had a great time picking for you folks. We hope we can come back again before too long.
Thank you.
you know, 22 years ago, I was in a little bluegrass band called Old Men the Way. And there's a new Old Men the Way album that's from back there in 1973. And I'm sad to say that 2 weeks ago, John Kahn, the bass player, passed away. And so we lost two of the guys in the past year. So this is for the boys, Jerry and John. In the deep rolling hills of old Virginia is a place I love so well, where I spent many days of my childhood in a cabin where we loved to dwell.
Since mother and daddy. Jim Kerwin on the bass. Joe Craven on the keys. Enrique Coria on the guitar.
And the delegates, David Grisman.